morning, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Steiner here with you on Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com. We're broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and also on Facebook, as always, at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And you can join in the chat room over at theliberationstation.com on the listen/archives page. At the top is the Republic Broadcasting Network player. Then the big blue button for the Facebook live video feed, where we'll be showing the illustrations, articles, graphs, and maybe videos if we get around to them. I can't make promises, so I just go with the flow. We'll take your calls as priority usually. And show on screen what I can, increasingly, like last show. The audio feed is sounding strong on Facebook, and want to let Art in Georgia know that he was correct last week, that the audio I had confused my audio input, so I'm having to edit that show, and we'll be posting that later on today, hopefully, along with the Peter McCullough interview from June 8th with John Leake. The Courage to Face COVID-19 is the new book, CourageToFaceCovid.com. And I've been so behind the eight ball on getting a lot of work done because I've had some dental work to catch up on, having ground my teeth and getting those fixed, getting my bite corrected as quickly as possible. They're fixing the teeth, then going to take a final impression, and then that'll make sure that my bite is correct. Don't want to have a collapsing bite. Don't want to have a scrunched up face. So it's taking a lot of work, feeling beat up, a lot of work to make the money to get that work done, and bills behind me, bills in front of me for the dentist. And I want to encourage folks to wear your night guard if you have a problem with grinding your teeth. Learn from my mistake. And I should have been wearing a night guard. It's so uncomfortable, or I tend to just think I'm going to go take a nap and then end up sleeping a long time. So regardless of whether I'm taking a nap or sleeping the whole night, got to wear the night guard to prevent teeth grinding. So many were worn down and became sensitive and use BioRepair toothpaste, though now I found a better toothpaste called Boca, B-O-K-A, or it looks like it's a better toothpaste. I've yet to try it, but it's better, I believe, in terms of ingredients. Doesn't have any objectionable ingredients. So B-O-K-A, Boca Remineralizing Toothpaste, is what I will try in the future when I run out of my supply of BioRepair toothpaste. Ingredients are in Austrian, so I didn't notice that it has methylparaben, propylparaben, which are implicated in cancer, and so I try to keep it in my mouth as little as possible, although it has improved, reduced the tooth sensitivity and actually remineralized teeth. All right, Sam, I got your message. Yeah, we'll see about whether we can play that clip or maybe I can play it from my end. Yeah, it is a problematic clip. But I'll get into the news from Dave Hodges that I was considering playing, but I'm thinking maybe it's not really worth playing. But I can go over the data, the 42 food processing plants that he has as of June 10th, 2022, documented as having recently this year faced arson, apparently, maybe arson, fire, or some other disaster. And if you'd like to reach us here, the numbers are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Speaking of that Peter McCullough interview on June 8th on National Intel Report, where I was guest hosting, with John Leake, of course, as the co-author of their new book, Courage to Face COVID-19, CourageToFaceCovid.com. In Dr. Peter McCullough's latest podcast, he warns against the Novavax due to the clear signs of causing myocarditis and pericarditis. So I'm glad to see that. I had raised that at the end of the show on June 8th, and that that was something I meant to bring up to him, but didn't have the time. We even had four callers on hold waiting, and didn't have only had Dr. McCullough and John Leake for 1 hour, the first hour. So Dr. Jane Ruby had emailed me to ask him that and didn't get around to it, though now in Dr. Peter McCullough's latest podcast, The McCullough Report, over at AmericaOutloud.com, he has raised those warnings, which is good to hear. And also, it's encouraging to hear, and I'm going to have to ask Dr. McCullough about if it is true, what I heard from Robert Scott Bell and the Robert Scott Bell Show this past June 13th and 14th, and subsequent show, I believe, was his Friday show, June 17th. So I think it's about four or five times I've heard Robert Scott Bell say that Dr. McCullough is now so skeptical of all vaccines that he's not going to give them to his children anymore. And Robert Scott Bell said he hasn't heard Dr. McCullough say that in public, although he said it to Robert Scott Bell in private at the Nurse Freedom Conference on, I believe that was June 13th and 14th, or at least June 13th. So that's encouraging to hear, and a talking point, or point of question inquiry I'll have to make to Dr. McCullough soon here. And gosh, so many other news points to get into here. Let's start with, as I mentioned, what it was that Dave Hodges at his site, The Common Sense Show, has posted a video on. And that video, or the title of the article where the video is embedded, "Don't Think Biden is a Traitor. Since Biden took office, 42 food processing plants have been destroyed," by Dave Hodges, June 9th, 2022. Let me just throw that up on the screen behind me for the video feed, and so folks can see what it looks like when they go there and look at the title in order to search for it. And, you know, he talks about, as we often hear, the communist Marxist agenda. And you might have seen the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab have a bust of Lenin behind him. Well, I think they're just playing lip service to the communists, those who are so idealistic that they think communism will work. These guys are fascists. They don't have any communist tendencies. So I want folks to know, those who are communist-minded, that when you have multinational corporations like Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and others, they have no allegiance to any country, and they have no liability for their shots, their vaccines, COVID shots. They're now proving them for children as young, here in this country, the FDA has approved them for children as young as 6 months old. How low can you go? So they want to get the COVID shots on the CDC's recommended schedule for childhood vaccines in order to grant them liability protection under the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. They are already protected from liability under the PREP Act of 2005, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act of 2005. So let's go to this list here of, I want to make that commentary about fascism and show this list here up on the screen of, they can only fit 30 on the screen, but let me blow that list up of just the first 30, and it shows the dates of these food processing plants. I'm not going to go through them all. Folks can see them on the screen, go over to the article, and these go back to February of this year, 2022. And we'll get into some other news of food processing plants, the food shortage, people sounding the alarm of food shortage, like the head of Goya Foods. And want to point out that the worse the economy gets, the less food and the less quality of food, more food is going to be produced inexpensively in desperation to be competitive. So more toxins, more processing and preservatives for longer shelf life, more MSG or monosodium glutamate that goes under various other hidden names to disguise its presence. Although you can find it under, let me just see here. Let me just do a quick search, MSG hidden names. But, if you have on the food labels, disodium isocyanate or disodium guanylate, that means that it certainly has MSG in there. Here's some other hidden names for monosodium glutamate, one of those addictive substances in foods, flavor enhancer. Potassium glutamate, autolyzed yeast or yeast extract, yeast food, yeast nutrient, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, hydrolyzed plant protein, hydrolyzed oat flour, plant protein extract, sodium caseinate, calcium caseinate, textured protein, and malt extract. These other names often indicate MSG, not necessarily though. Malt extract, bouillon, broth, stock, natural flavoring, artificial flavoring, natural chicken flavoring, seasoning, spices, other items that may contain MSG, soy sauce, soy protein isolate, soy protein concentrate, whey protein isolate, gelatin, carrageenan, which is from seaweed. And I'm not going to go through all of these. These are just the ones with which I'm familiar. And there are quite a few others at bewellbuzz.com. 90 MSG pseudonyms. And so they're going to add more, in an effort to be more competitive, they're going to add more addictive substances like MSG, more sugar, which is also addictive. Although if you're replete with minerals like GTF, chromium, vanadium, magnesium, you can avoid such unhealthy cravings. Dependency-forming substances, making us dependent to feel halfway decent. So a lot of us don't know that we feel ill because we don't know what it feels like to feel good. Or if we do, it's such a distant memory, it feels like it's maybe unobtainable. And people just excuse it as growing old. And let's get into these other articles here about the food shortages. The head of Goya Foods, I mentioned, the CEO warns we are on the precipice of a global famine. Get that up on the screen in just a moment. Give me just a moment, folks, as I switch screens. And this is over at newspunch.com. Goya CEO warns we are on the precipice of global famine, April 30th, 2022. And it's written by Sean Adel-Tabatabai. Goya Foods CEO Bob Unanu has warned that the world is on the precipice of a global food crisis that could plunge Western nations into famine. In a Wednesday interview, Unanu told Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, Americans will have to tighten their belts and consume less, in response to her question about a looming food shortage crisis to hit America. Bartiromo then asked whether the food crisis is set to get much worse. Unanu warned about an imbalance in world food production, indicating, quote, farmers are paying double for fertilizer, they're planting less, and yields will be less, end quote. ZeroHedge.com reports Unanu then spoke about, quote, 30% of the global wheat production in Ukraine goes unplanted, he said, end quote. He said the, quote, global food supply chain is a very tight balance. If we interrupt the food production, we will have a food crisis that will send prices through the roof, end quote. He went on to say, quote, as a rich country, we can afford higher priced food, but other countries won't be able to bear it, end quote, suggesting the U.S. will be the last affected. to the Unanu's point, the dominoes are already beginning to fall as inflation rates have already sparked socioeconomic turmoil in Sri Lanka and Peru. Countries across Africa and the Middle East, many of which are importers of food, are experiencing soaring prices and imminent shortages. Unanu's interview is more proof the world's agricultural system is fracturing and storm clouds are gathering. And then it gives a clip of the interview at the end there. And that Zero Hedge article that it's referring to is April 28th, 2022. And that is the article. Pardon me, folks. I should have sourced this before I got on the air. I just speed read it. And like I said, I'm recovering from feeling really beat up from local anesthetic and having some teeth ground down in order to put on some crowns. So I'm not as prepared today as I would like to be, although I have more than enough to talk about. The next article, and as I pull up the next article, let me point out that, as you know, food is becoming more processed and more additives, more preservatives in order to increase the shelf life. Then we need to learn how to grow food a lot more quality, return to quality, and you'll find it a greater return on investment for your time and effort to do things like growing food, preparing your own food, taking supplements, and exercising. You'll find that you sleep less and have more energy, wake up more refreshed, and not feel as dependent on these low nutrition, high calorie foods. Now let's get over to the next article, newspunch.com. National Black Farmers Association president says, quote, a famine is coming to America. That's dated just yesterday, June 18th, 2022. Sean Adeltebe-Tabai again is the author. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. warned that a famine is coming to America thanks to Joe Biden's disastrous policies. High diesel fuel costs and soaring fertilizer prices are putting farmers out of business. High inflation and volatile markets are causing problems for farmers and truckers. Quote, when you say there's going to be food shortages, we're talking about things like what we see from Venezuela or from Cuba or from Russia, where if you go to the grocery store, is it that they're out of Honey Nut Cheerios or are they out of all cereal? End quote. News Nation host Leland Vitter asked John Boyd, quote, well, most people don't know corn, for instance, is in cornflakes and corn syrup. Soybeans are in all sorts of products that wind up in your local grocery stores. End quote. Boyd responded, quote, for so long, we've had and enjoyed lots of food in this country, so we've never, ever faced a food shortage, and I think that's coming in the coming months. The Biden administration that I've been urging to take more swift action still hasn't taken the action that I believe is needed. End quote. And there's his on the screen. I'll show the video from Fox. I believe that's Fox. Pardon me, folks. Fox News. I drank enough coffee this morning, I thought, and I'm a little out of sorts here, thinking of playing that, playing this clip. Yeah, this is from The Hill, pardon me, thehill.com, and finishing up, the Gateway Pundit reports Joe Biden has repeatedly stated there will be food shortages as a result of Putin invading Ukraine. Everything is Putin's fault. Biden told the world to expect real food shortages in Europe and the United States. Wasn't that thoughtful of him to warn us? And that concludes that article. Next. Let's see what will be the next article here. I think I'm going to go back to some of the news from last week that I didn't get to, that I finished the show last week with commenting on, because I really did want to get to it to show that we're we're really turning the worm, and a lot of the what we've known to be true or suspected to be true, reported on, has been making into the mainstream media. So let's go over to Reason Magazine, June 10th, 2022. Lab leak origin, COVID-19 lab leak origin theory merits further investigation, says new World Health Organization report. And that's by Ron Bailey at Reason Magazine. Throw that up on the screen here. And let's start out this this article. We'll breeze through it as fast as we can. It's all very, just a few paragraphs, all very, very impactful, full of information. So I don't want to leave any of this article, the short article, out. Thus far, researchers have not identified ancestral viruses that could have plausibly given rise to the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, so says a new report from the Scientific Advisory Group for the Origins, or SAGO, of Novel Pathogens, set up by the World Health Organization. The report, however, notes that, quote, the current available data on the closest related SARS-like viruses and susceptibility of many animal species to SARS-CoV-2 suggest a zoonotic source, end quote. Assuming a natural outbreak, horseshoe bats are a likely reservoir of the virus in the wild, although it could have also passed through an unknown intermediate species before infecting humans. An alternative hypothesis is that the COVID-19 virus somehow escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, whose researchers were known to be experimenting with coronaviruses. Although three of the 27 members of the SAGO objected to consideration of the lab leak theory for the possible origin of the COVID-19 virus, the report states that, quote, it remains important to consider all reasonable scientific data that is available, either through published or other official sources, to evaluate the possibility of the introduction of SARS-CoV-2 into the human population through a laboratory incident. Interestingly, a Chinese team reported the results of testing 1,380 samples taken from the Hunan seafood wholesale market where the outbreak was first identified. None of the samples from 188 live animals sold as meat detected the presence of the COVID-19 virus, but the researchers did find it in 73 samples from the ground, sewer wells, and various containers. Quote, skeptics of the natural origin theory maintain the market cluster could merely be a super spreader event touched off when a person infected with a lab-escaped coronavirus visited it, end quote, noted Science Magazine back in February. Further investigation into the lab leak hypothesis would require that the Chinese government provide, quote, access to and review the evidence of all laboratory, both in vitro and in vivo studies. In vitro meaning in a petri dish or in a culture, for example, or in vivo meaning in an animal or human, in a creature. With coronaviruses, including SARS-CoV-2 related viruses or close ancestors, end quote. Going forward, the SAGO would like to obtain more information about, quote, the nature of the studies performed before the first reported COVID-19 cases in Wuhan, and whether they involved reverse engineering of or gain-of-function, genetic manipulation, or animal studies with strains of SARS-like COVID, end quote. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, also, I will add, also known as Tedros the Terrorist, sent two letters in February to Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, not sure how to pronounce the name, and National Health Commission head Ma Zhewei, not sure about that one either, asking for any updates with respect to ongoing studies focused on the origins of the COVID-19 virus. However, the SAGO report notes that the Chinese government and researchers have, quote, not provided any information related to studies conducted evaluating the laboratory hypotheses as a possible introduction into the human population, end quote. The SAGO reports that it will remain open to, quote, any and all scientific evidence that becomes available in the future to allow for comprehensive testing of all reasonable hypotheses, end quote, including the lab leak hypothesis. The Chinese government's continued stonewalling of independent investigations of the origin of the COVID-19 virus strongly suggests that it has something to hide. And that's it from Reason Magazine, so good on them. Isn't it interesting that Tony Fauci conveniently contracts COVID-19, reportedly, allegedly, as he was set to testify again before Congress, so maybe he just wanted to avoid perjuring himself once again, as he has three other times when Rand Paul has grilled him as to whether he funded through National Institutes of Health gain of function research, which should be called more accurately gain of dysfunction, but hey, mad scientists want to think of it as gain of function. And so isn't it also good testimony the fact that you're getting your COVID shots? I think Fauci has taken four already, that he is more likely to contract COVID. It should bears out the research, like the Walgreens COVID-19 tracker, that you're more likely to contract COVID with the greater shots that you get, the COVID shots you get, and the further away from time-wise, the greater time from having gotten a COVID shot, the less likely you are of being diagnosed with contracting COVID. And this article I just read is referencing what's over at the World Health Organization's website, Scientific Advisory Group for the Origins of Novel Pathogens, SAGO, preliminary report of the SAGO, June 9th, 2022. And I'm not going to read it. I've already read some of the excerpts from that Reason Magazine article. And I think we're coming up on a commercial break here. So we'll come back, comment some more on the Walgreens COVID-19 tracker that is updated as of yesterday, maybe today. I'll have to go pull that up. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turned around. I see a glimpse of the recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is why?
Welcome back. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here, June 19th, 2022. And it's so sweet to have the information come out that we already knew about COVID-19. And as the worm turns, we got to make them squirm by calling up the talk show hosts, especially the adversarial ones, and point out this information to them. This Walgreens... data tracker I called into a talk show this morning to bring up, and I'm going to throw that up on the screen that you can see over at the Facebook live feed, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa, and go over to page number 3. This is this information I brought up this morning when I called into my Tampa Bay area community-sponsored radio station, WMNF, Progressively Minded. It's a black-hosted talk show. And there was a caller who said, without explaining why, he felt Ron DeSantis was like Mussolini, and he's spoken to his other Italian comrades, quote-unquote comrades, and they agree with him, but he didn't explain why he thought that Governor DeSantis was like a Mussolini. I asked, well, was the part of the show that I didn't catch, that because I didn't hear the whole show this morning, was it because was it mentioned that DeSantis has just enacted the state guard for Florida? And they couldn't explain why there wasn't anything that I had missed, apparently, to understand why DeSantis would have been called, compared to Mussolini. So I brought up, well, maybe is that the reason? I mean, that's more for decentralization of power. Mussolini wouldn't want that. And to DeSantis' credit, he's fought the COVID shot mandates not as well as he could, you know, with the banning of employers requiring COVID shots. Though there are a lot of loopholes, like for new hires or imposing segregation, which actually might be a good thing now that we know it's a plandemic of the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated, as the Walgreens data I'm about to mention I mean, about to show on screen and cover, but, you know, briefly on the show in the Sunday Forum where I called in this morning, I said, well, if you go over to the Walgreens COVID-19 tracker and go over to page 3, it shows that the more COVID shots, the more likely you are of contracting COVID. And again, the further away you get from the shots, from having a shot, the less likely you are of being diagnosed with COVID. So one of the co-hosts, Mobili, a self-described communist revolutionary, said, yeah, but your cases will be less severe. You'll have a less severe case of it. And I asked him, based on what research or data? He said, based on what people are reporting feeling. Okay, well, that didn't answer my question, but that's understandable. It was the end of the show, so it leaves us in suspense for the next time I'll call in on this. I ask you, where's the logic behind that? How can you be more likely to contract an infection, but it would be less severe? When you take a prophylactic treatment that they're calling vaccines, it makes you more likely to catch it, not less likely. So how could it even be called a vaccine? Of course, you have the research that came out by Peter Doshi, assistant editor for the British Medical Journal, and published in the British Medical Journal October 21st, 2020, COVID-19 vaccine trials cannot tell us if they will save lives. And an excerpt is, quote, none of the trials currently underway are designed to detect a reduction in any serious outcomes such as hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths, nor are the vaccines being studied to determine whether they can interrupt transmission of the virus, end quote. So he was warning us back then, and says John Rappaport covered in his September 24th, 2020 article entitled COVID Vaccine Clinical Trials Doomed to Fail, Fatal Design Flaw, New York Times opinion piece, exposes all three major clinical trials. That's over at nomorefakenews.com. And also, let's see, I'm not sure if I'm not going to refer to this. I will refer to this. Also by Peter Doshi, associate editor of British Medical Journal, October 21st, 2020. Will COVID-19 vaccines save lives? Current trials aren't designed to tell us. I know it sounds similar to the title of the article I just read the excerpt, but it's a different article. So, you know, the test subjects must have been or were misinformed, or if they were informed, they have a martyr complex, or maybe they're just gullible to not be concerned with the research objectives, scientific method. And so let's get into this Walgreens data tracker. If you go to just do a search on Walgreens data tracker, and then as you can see on screen in the very first paragraph, there's a hyperlink to Walgreens COVID-19 index. So actually just do a search for Walgreens COVID-19 index and you'll see it. And as it loads up here on the screen, I already have it up on my screen in front of me, and it was just updated today. And as the data loads, I will show it up on the screen. Takes a moment or two. I'll go ahead and read it as it loads. So let me go over to page 3. And it shows that those who were not vaccinated, this is under the positivity rate by vaccination status, June 10th through June 16th, 2022. And those who are not vaccinated, 24.6%. One of those who got one dose of a COVID shot, 28.6%. So almost, exactly 4% greater likelihood if you've received one dose than if you were not a recipient of a COVID shot, then 32.4% for those who've gotten two doses greater than 5 months ago, and 17.5% for those who received two doses less than or equal to 5 months ago. So you can see on the screen where I'm pointing out with my cursors, goes down if those who've gotten the COVID shot less than or equal to 5 months ago. And those who've gotten three doses greater than 5 months ago, well, actually goes up to 35.5%. And those, lastly, those who've gotten three doses less than or equal to 5 months ago, goes down to 21.8%. So I'm not sure what that tells us when it's a roller coaster here. I think it's interesting. Justin Bieber, let's get into that. Sam in the control room, let me go back to a clip from last week. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you again. I'm sorry, I'm doing this on the fly here. This is the, I'll put it in chat here, and I'll get into the news on Justin Bieber that was covered on the last edition of The High Wire with Del Mitri. People are wondering, did he get the COVID shot? Well, according to Met Gala, which was September 13th of last year, 2021, that, oh yeah, thanks. Sorry, I sent it to the wrong channel there. Sent it to the wrong Skype channel there, so we'll get this clip rolling in a moment. Sorry for doing this on short notice, Sam. It's a short clip, folks, less than 2 minutes. And so a requirement to go to the Met Gala last year, September 13th, 2021, was to get a COVID shot. And both he and his wife, Hailey Bieber, went to that gala. So either they got COVID shots or one or both of them faked their COVID shot card, which would be a federal offense. And so Justin Bieber, Sam, let me know when you've got that ready, or otherwise I'll go in and explain this. And he has the very rare syndrome known as Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. And he's suffering facial paralysis. So, Sam, let me, give me just a moment. We'll do a 3-2-1 countdown in just a moment as I get ready to put that up on the screen. And I'm trying to make this a video production as well, and I'm my own video producer, so I'll have that ready in just a few seconds. There we go. And okay, so this is from WION, and I'll get that ready to go, and we'll play that in 3, 2, and 1.
Meanwhile, days after canceling three shows in his world tour, Canadian pop singer Justin Bieber has announced that he is suffering from temporary facial paralysis. The baby singer took to Instagram to share with his fans that he has now been diagnosed with the Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which is causing him partial facial paralysis.
As you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and has caused my face to have paralysis.
In the post, he showed how one of his eyes wasn't even able to blink and said, "I can't smile on this side of my face. The nostril will not move, so there's full paralysis on this side of my face."
As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. this nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis in this side of my face.
Bieber also explained what Ramsey-Hunt syndrome means. Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, or herpes zoster oticus, is a rare neurological disorder which usually leads to paralysis of the facial nerve and a rash that generally affects the ear or mouth. It sometimes causes ringing in the ears and hearing loss. The illness can also occur to anyone who has had chickenpox. It is most common in older adults. Justin's video has already garnered 14 million views in a few hours. Fans have flooded the singer's comment section with get well soon messages. Justin Bieber shot to fame as a 13-year-old as his mother used to upload singing videos on YouTube. He went.
All right. And so I imagine that because Justin Bieber's immune system has been lowered, that the dormant virus, herpes-like virus, has reared its ugly head, and I do wish him well. I know that he's been so honest, so candid as to say that he has lost a lot of his emotional capacity in the past due to substance abuse. So let's pray that he will come forward and confess that he has gotten a COVID shot, if that is the case, for the sake of offering up his suffering for the sake of all. When you make mistakes, you offer it up to God, and your actions should reflect that. We other parts of God should know what's going on to avoid those pitfalls. And it's certainly a great part of healing. It's very cathartic to do so. Don't make the same mistakes that I have made. And let's hope that he comes and says that once again. Anastasia, who's a great singer, you hear the bumper music, like the Army of Me song that just came in from the last break. She's also done a song called Pain, dedicated to Justin Bieber, his lack of emotional capacity. And see if, Sam, if you could pull that up, if you could possibly pull that up and replace the next bumper music song with that and pick a spot, maybe. If not, then that's no problem. Anastasia, let me send you that link, actually. Do it really quick. And if you're able to, please just pick an appropriate clip and play that as the bumper music going out for the next break. And the next article is from Steve Kirsch, entitled Why I'm 99% Sure That... let me switch over back to that. Why I'm 99% certain that Justin Bieber's facial paralysis was caused by the COVID vaccine. So that's dated June 10th by Steve Kirsch, stevekirsch.substack.com. And Sam in the control room, I just sent you that music video, that song. So if you could just start playing it at the start, play it from the start as bumper music, and we'll lead out with that if you could do that, please. So this article by Steve Kirsch starts out, and I'll put that up on the screen now as we can read along. Pardon me, folks. I'm trying to make everything put everything on the screen, that or almost everything that I read on the screen, so folks can follow along. Starts out, the VAERS data shows that Ramsey-Hunt syndrome is, or also known as RHS, is 160 times more likely after a COVID vaccination than for all the other vaccines combined in any given year. And if you exclude the anthrax vaccine from that comparison, the likelihood is simply too high to calculate. Zero cases in 32 years. So the COVID vaccine should definitely be considered as a possible cause for this rare disease, because when you've been vaccinated, it's no longer rare. For example, one doctor tweeted, he said 4 cases in a month, but had never seen any cases before in the 32 years he's practiced medicine. All the cases had gotten the COVID vax 3 to 4 months earlier. And I'll interject here that it seems like those who suffer adverse reactions from the COVID shots either experience them within 3 or 4 days or 3 months afterwards, from what I've happened to notice. Continuing the article, this anecdote alone implies that it is over 128 times more likely that RHS was caused by the vaccine occurring naturally. That's a 32 times 4. If he goes by what the aforesaid anonymous doctor tweeted, 4 cases in a month, who had never seen any cases before in the 32 years he's practiced medicine. It's impossible to explain any other way. I show below that the estimated rate of RHS after COVID vaccination is likely at least 338 cases per 100,000. The medical literature says it occurs naturally in 5 cases per 100,000. Therefore, because it is much more likely after vaccine than by chance, it is 99% likely that Justin's RHS was caused by the vaccine and only 1% chance that he got unlucky. Sadly, it's unlikely Bieber's doctors will ever acknowledge that, so it's unlikely he'll get the care he needs to treat both the RHS and the vaccine injury. He'll simply assume he is just unlucky. The mainstream press isn't doing its job if they don't report this, which they won't. I was just finishing a slide in my elephant deck scolding Jonathan Jerry for ridiculing my comments about how shingles is exacerbated by the COVID vaccines. For example, Dr. Brian Tyson reports that he's seeing 10 times the number of shingles cases since the vaccines rolled out. I take a break and I check my email, and it is lit up with messages from my followers about Justin Bieber per this story. And that's in CNN, June 10th, 2022. Justin Bieber says he has facial paralysis due to Ramsey Hunt syndrome. You just played the clip from that. Here's one of the messages. Quote, seems eerily similar to a vaccine-related shingles activation, amongst other things. All these odd ones are popping up in what seemingly is more than normal fashion by a fair bit. We even have new problems like, quote, sudden adult death syndrome, end quote, which I am reading about all of a sudden. End quote. This is the bad news for Justin Bieber. Compared with Bell's palsy, facial paralysis without rash, patients with Ramsey Hunt syndrome often have more severe paralysis at onset and are less likely to recover completely. Bieber's wife was also likely vaccine injured. For example, see this tweet about his 26-year-old wife who had a mini stroke after she was vaccinated. A lot of young people getting strokes nowadays. The one thing they have in common, they've all been vaccinated. And show the tweets from Ryan McMullen. Here's another article stating she received the vaccine and they believe it's what caused the blood clot. This woman is 26 years old. That is extremely uncommon and has increased 1,000-fold post-vaccine. It's just the facts. Here's another article for you. Was Justin vaccinated? Justin believes the vaccines work. Why would he require everyone to be vaccinated at his concerts if he thought the vaccines didn't work? You can't even opt out with a negative COVID test. I don't know of a single unvaccinated person who has ever made such a requirement for any event they have hosted, do you? It looks very rare. In 459 people who responded to my survey, not a single unvaccinated person would require their guests to be vaccinated. And that's Steve Kirsch's poll. 85% say, no, I've never hosted an event requiring my guests all be vaccinated. 0% say, yes, since I'm unvaccinated, I'm at risk. My guests aren't vaccinated. 15% haven't held any events. So apparently they feel like hermits, or becoming hermits, unfortunately. 0% I'm vaccinated, so doesn't apply. Just show me the poll results. Meaning they wanted to choose that option in order to just be shown the poll results. That's 450 59 votes. But the most convincing proof is that Justin and Haley Bieber attended the Met Gala in September 2021. Anyone attending the Met Gala was required to be vaxxed, as I mentioned earlier. And so it's very unlikely they aren't both vaccinated. One other thing, why the silence on this? And by the way, I'm not sure why he says that, why he says it's unlikely they aren't both vaccinated. Oh, it's now I understand. I need another cup of coffee. Blackout coffee, maybe I should make it. So it's he's saying it's, in other words, likely that they are both vaccinated. Be back here for the second final hour. Finish up the talk.
For you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.